on your morning team show on WSGW at 740. Welcome with Dave and Pat and Charlie. On 100.5 and on 790 through Siri and Alexa. Through WSGW.com, that online stream. That's sponsored by Midland Furniture Garage. MidlandFurnitureGarage.com, you know. Version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, piano version, is actually is from Ken Burns' baseball series.
Yeah, very well done.
Yeah, it was done so many years ago. It's kind of got that reminiscent feel of it, a little melancholiness, I suppose. Or in this case, maybe it's appropriate to honor and say a few words about Detroit Tigers catcher Bill Freehan, who passed away yesterday, we heard. 79 years old, been battling Alzheimer's for a lot of years. And passed away at his home in Michigan, Walloon Lake, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Born in Michigan, raised in Michigan. Actually, I think until like the age of 14, he eventually went to Florida for a few years. But came back home to play baseball for the University of Michigan.
Right. Football.
As you noted in your sports, Pat, football. Let's not forget about that. And then, of course, his entire 15-year career with our Detroit Tigers.
And he played it so well.
Oh, what a career it was. Mm-hmm. Legendary status for Tigers fans, of course. Remember the 1968 team for all the things he did in his career, which was amazing. And when you're a part of that World Series team, it just, it lives on.
It does.
It lives on. I had to look up some stats. I knew that when he retired, he had a great career. And I had numbers in my mind, numbers that I've tried to remember over the years, but, you know, sometimes they just get a little foggy or forgotten.
Yeah.
But when he retired, he had the major league record for highest career fielding percentage. Until I think it was broken by Pudge, I think, in 2002. He also had the record for career putouts and total chances. Those have been since broken.
Yeah.
He ranked ninth in games caught when he retired in 1976. And for American League catchers, his career totals of 200 home runs and 2,500 two-total bases placed him only behind Yogi Berra and Bill Dickey.
Wow.
He batted cleanup, didn't he?
A little later in the lineup than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had Cash and Northrop there in the order. But still, I mean, in the perspective of his era, this is why some say 11-time All-Star, 5 times top 10 most valuable player, a couple of times runner-up, including to Denny McClain in 1968.
Yeah, 1968, you know,
there are whispers of does he belong in the Hall of Fame or not. When you compare him overall to all of the catchers, especially the ones that came along now that we know that became more offensive, like Johnny Bench, your Gary Carters, your Carlton Fisk, your Pudges, Mike Piazza.
Oh, right.
Well, those were the era after. So,
if you think 11-time All-Star, though, would get in.
And, 5-time Gold Glove winner as well. I mean, he was a rock.
Yeah,
he really was. He really was. And, of course, all the former Tiger players that were still around and remember him speaking glowingly, as you would imagine. The 68 World Series, he provided or was part of 2 of the biggest plays in the entire World Series. We'll remember this one, of course.
Curveball hit hard out in the left field. It's in there for a base that Harton may have a shot at box. Here comes the throw. Don Wirth lets it go, and he runs over Freehan, and they got it! On taking that throw, showed a little of his football.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Referencing that,
Just put a shoulder into it, eh?
The famous Brock out at home plate, and Freehan was the one that caught the ball.
Have you ever read, I mean, did Lou Brock ever give an explanation why he didn't slide?
If he did, I've forgotten.
I
think. My guess is he probably thought there was no way.
No way that he's going to
get caught. No way.
And there's that great picture, I think. Was that a Free Press photographer?
Was. Tony Spina.
Name? Okay, yes. All right. Who captured that tag and shows that Lou Brock does not touch the plate either.
In fact, I'm putting a link up to a Detroit Free Press story that includes that picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, cool.
So you can check it out online on the Morning Team page.
Picture.
It is. It's just a beautiful shot.
Yeah.
And, of course, and you referenced in your sports at the end of the game what happened when Bill Freehan caught the pop-up to end the game.
Curveball.
And
that,
let's try this here. Let's go. Here we go.
McCombo pops up. Here's Freehan.
Yeah.
Detroit's the new world champion. And look at Freehan picking up Lowledge.
That famous picture. I'm not sure if he picked him up. I think Lolich kind of leaped as much as Lolich, as much as Lolich could leap.
Right.
Freehand caught him.
Yes, he did. He did. You recognize that voice?
That was
didn't you?
Harry Carey.
It was
that?
Harry Carey.
I'd like to hear that voice.
Harry Carey and Kurt Gowdy, I think, were working the TV for that 68 World Series. But and remember in Game 7 too, he was the one that had a double in the game that gave the Tigers a lead, 3-0 in the top of the seventh.
Yeah, that's right.
And at the end of the game, you're going to love this, he was in the locker room and listened to who talks to Bill Freehan in the locker room after the 68 World Series victory to get a few words.
Bill, congratulations on being on the new world champion.
Yeah. Thank you, Ernie. It's a tremendous thrill. I thought maybe winning the pennant was the biggest thrill of my life, but I know this is. It's beautiful. We've come back from behind all year, and we did it again. I never thought we could, but we did, and I don't know, a lot of people must have been praying for us.
Yeah, how cool is that?
That's great.
Ernie Harwell in the locker room.
Nice.
And the beauty, of course, of the 68 Tigers, which I have I don't have a memory.
No.
I was only 4 years old.
Yeah.
I can recall. I recall there was some excitement going on in the household, which I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I now understand what it was, but just, you had that weird memory because I know that we were always listening to the Tigers on the radio. That you did.
Right.
Yeah, there was a lot of excitement in 68.
Yeah, which carried into 1972 because those heroes of 68 somehow
got to the playoffs.
Even though they were aging and some of them are at the end of their careers, made it to the playoffs again under the managerialship of Billy Martin.
Billy Martin.
Yeah, yes. Remember Billy was the manager at that time. And Freehan in the playoffs provided a great highlight, and this is fun just to hear the call of the highlight happens in this game here. Here we go.
The pitch to Freehan. Here's a long drive way back. Maybe it is. It's gone. Bill Freehan has just pumped one into the lower deck in left field, and the Tigers lead 3-0.
How cool is that to hear George
Kell, yeah.
And how cool was it to hear him say, into the lower deck.
Into the lower deck, yeah, that's right.
You just don't have that anymore.
No. Mm-hmm.
That
no.
used to be the beautiful, home runs in the lower deck are upstairs.
Right, yeah, right, right. Not how many ballparks have upper decks.
I'm trying to think of who's got, especially in the outfield.
I guess the Yankees.
Are they decked? Oh, yeah, I guess they do.
The lower and the upper, though.
Yep. Although it was not like the upper and lower decks at
Especially right field at Tiger Stadium with the overhang.
Overhang, yeah.
Right field.
Yep.
Yeah.
Caught the overhang.
Yep. Oh, man, that was great. Thanks for playing some of those. Getting to hear Ernie's voice and George Kell and even Harry Carey's. That was pretty cool.
And then, of course, Bill Freehan, after he retired, he would become baseball coach at the University of Michigan.
That's right.
And even came back to the Tigers, helped, in fact, as his career was ending, some guy named Lance Parrish was beginning.
Because
he retired in 76, and Parrish came along, and I think the Tigers had him work with Parrish for several years.
Hmm.
And, it was tough at the end of his career, of course. He had to endure the 75 season and those 19 straight losses.
Yeah.
76 was a bright spot with, of course, Mark Fidrich. Although, remember, Freehan wasn't his catcher.
No.
Recall that the Tigers had a personal catcher, a catcher that caught Mark Fidrich in the minors, Bruce Kim. Whenever Fidrich caught, it was Bruce Kim. I had a chance to meet Bill Freehan once.
Oh, did you?
It was a handshake. I attended a baseball camp at the University of Michigan, and he and Al Kaline both appeared. Oh my gosh! And said a few words, and afterwards they were shaking hands, and
that was fun to do. Not a bad day at all.
I had a listener send me a note too. Joseph sent me a note talking about the passing of Bill Freehan, which brought back a memory. In 1978, he says, one of the local high school teams had won a state baseball championship. At the end of the year, a banquet was held. Bill Freehan was a scheduled speaker. After a speech, Freehan took off his World Series ring and passed it around. And said, I had a chance to put it on. Even though I was a young adult, the ring was huge. It fit over my thumb with a lot of room to spare. He says, I was the last one to pass to, so I had the honor of returning it to Bill Freehan. And as I reached out to give him the ring, Bill Freehan said to me, Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Wow. It actually came back.
So that's just kind of how he was. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was passing my ring around.
Right.
He says he remembers Freehand as being a very gracious and approachable man, didn't seem to have the large ego that other professional athletes that he's met over the years seem to have. He admired him for that, an impressive man.
Yeah.
That's a cool memory.
That's a very good memory. Thank you.
Yeah. That is awesome.
And so he died, what is that, 15 months, 16 months after Al Kaline, right?
Yeah, because Al was...
Yeah, that team is starting to... Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I'll tell you one other thing, though, was that it was cool that Michigan Baseball tweeted, just some condolences to his to Freehand's family and also just the memories. And here's something they posted. Said that Bill owns the Big Ten Conference batting record still set back in 1961 when he batted 585.
Wow.
In the conference.
Wow.
But 585 still stands
from
today.
From 1961, you said?
Yep.
A 60-year-old record.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes. Amazing.
That is cool. Well, again, we'll put a podcast segment of this up if you want to hear it again. As I said, I'll put a connection up to the Detroit Free Press article. And also, Bally Sports Detroit produced like a 5 or 6 minute video tribute.
Oh, cool.
And I'll put a link up to that too on our morning team page at WSW.com. Bill Freehand.